President Barack Obama's plans for health care reform have clearly touched a nerve in town hall meetings around the country.
People want less government. That's what they don't get. We want, leave us alone.
But in many of the town hall meetings, the anger and fear on display suggests concerns far beyond just the health care issue.
This is about the systematic dismantling of this country. You have awakened the sleeping giant. We are tired of this. This is why everybody in this room is so ticked off. I don't want this country turning into Russia, turning into a socialized country. My question for you is...
Conservatives around the country have seized on the forums as an opportunity to vent about a number of social concerns.
We didn't stand up, and what happened? They took prayer out of the school, replaced it with drugs. We didn't stand up, we got legalized abortion, and they're killing babies. And if we don't stand up now, God help us.
Supporters of health care reform have found some of the meetings so chaotic that they've chosen to remain silent.
I think many of us that were a silent majority in a format like this, that we want health care reform, but we aren't going to get into shouting matches with people.
President Obama noted the intense emotions on display during a recent town meeting on health care in Montana.
I know there's been a lot of attention paid to some of the town hall meetings that are going on around the country, especially when tempers flare. TV loves a ruckus.
Some Democrats are hitting back, accusing some of the protesters of trying to undermine democracy. This is New York Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler.
The intent is not to debate the members of Congress. The intent is to make sure that no one can discuss anything. The intent is to shout them down, to prevent intelligent discussion. That, frankly, is anti-democratic. It's a fascist tactic, and it's just wrong.
Political experts believe the furious national debate over health care has quickly broadened into an argument over how much government involvement there should be in the economy. David Gergen served as a White House advisor to four presidents and now lectures on public service at Harvard University in Massachusetts.
It's clear that not only are some of the opponents of health care moved by the health care debate, but they're also really worried about the direction the president is going, how fast he's going, how much government they see, how much deficit spending they see.
The debate has taken an ugly turn at times. Some protesters carry signs comparing the Obama administration with Nazi Germany. And fringe elements still question whether the president is really a U.S. citizen, despite the fact that he's an official birth certificate on file with the state of Hawaii, and birth announcements were printed shortly after he was born. But protesters like this man are unconvinced.
In summary, the man calling himself Barack Hussein Obama has no real birth certificate issued by the United States.
In addition to these opinions, a civil rights group warns in a new report that anti-government militia groups, some with extreme views, appear to be growing, fueled by a poor economy and racial fears about the first African-American president. A militia group in Ohio posted a video on the internet of a man with an altered voice holding a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Listen, people, things are bad. Things are real bad. And it's going to get a lot worse. So basically, you people need to wake up, start buying some of these, see?
Anti-government militia activity in the U.S. reached a peak in the early 1990s. Following a clash between law enforcement agencies and an armed religious group in Waco, Texas, that left more than 70 people dead. Mark Potok monitors militia activity for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Because these groups see the federal government as the primary enemy, and the government today has a face that is black in the form of President Obama, that has really racialized portions of the movement. There's a lot more feeling of, this country is being taken away from us by people who don't look like us.
Pollster Lee Miringoff with Marist University in New York says the country is sharply divided over the Obama health care reform plan. But he says the anger and fear on display around the country are symptomatic of deeper concerns about the future of the country.
People are not feeling especially secure about their own economic lives, about the health care that's available to them. So there is a fear, and I think that's what this change is tapping into, a grumpy, worried national audience who is very, very concerned that somehow when their lives are somewhat fragile, that things are going to even erode or crack further.
In the short term, analyst David Gergen believes the outbursts at the town hall meetings have put the Obama administration on the defensive.
The passion that's come out is, I think, diminishing the prospects, diminishing the chances that the president will succeed. I think they're having some political effect that is negative for the White House.
Experts say the political impact of the town meetings and Congress will be better measured once lawmakers return to Washington next month. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.